You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And this is the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100. Thanks for letting us tag along wherever you may be going this morning. We, in return, will gift to you a trending report. Quickly, Rockies won again last night against the Padres. That's two in a row. Keep that streak going, boys. They play again today. Day game. Put your sunscreen on. It's going to be a 96-degree day out there at Coors Field. First pitch a little bit after 1 o'clock. Hey, if you were frustrated and angry over having to tip a carryout person, you're going to hate this story. Hotels are now starting to fool around with this idea where if you check into the hotel, you'll pay one price. If you want to use the pool, you pay more. If you want to use the gym, you pay a little more. It's like a cafeteria plan here. $20 more to check in early, $20 more to check out late.
All right.
You know, Jeremy, it's not really any different than if you want to buy an airline ticket and upgrade. You know, you pay a little bit more.
Sure, you're paying for the aisle seat, the window seat. I would pay the hotels to just keep me away from the pool. I'd pay them a little bit more.
I'm with you.
I'll give you $20 if I don't even have to see the pool.
Especially after your story about the kid throwing up in the pool.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you fly Southwest and you get your boarding number, you can pay more to get an A1 through A15 number, mm-hmm. So you can just board sooner. It doesn't change where you sit. I mean, you're still picking your seat, but you kind of pay more to do that. I get it. Wall Street Journal says the hotels are claiming it will allow them to offer rooms at slightly cheaper rates. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. Hey, let's do a little show planning right now, live on the radio.
Okay, what do you got?
Tomorrow's show, do you want to do our 7 o'clock topic about this whole thing about high schools teaching money management, or would you rather not?
We could. Yeah.
I need to know now. Because
we can expand
it
into other things they should be teaching, you know?
Okay, so you want me to set this aside?
Yeah, we can just create a whole list of things that are not being taught.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you do the show prep on the number one morning radio show in Denver.
Guess who's getting out of here early today?
Let me ask you something. When you do go home and you sit down for dinner, do you sit in the same seat every time?
I sure do.
So do I. When you sit down to watch TV, do you sit in the same place on the couch?
No.
Same. All right. So I have the same seat that I sit in every time we eat a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the couch, I'm kind of a free agent.
I'm all
I'll bounce
over the
around
place.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
So they went out and they surveyed a bunch of people. 2/3 of Americans say they do have an unofficial assigned seat in their homes. And they're really passionate about it. Like more than half of those people say they would just feel uncomfortable sitting anywhere else. Where's your seat at, like, say, the dining room table or the table?
Well, the kitchen. Yeah, like, so we don't eat in the dining room. We eat in the kitchen. And it's a round table, 4 seats. I'm in the back right corner if you're looking at the table. Reed's on my left, Nicole, Lila. So I'm going to switch it up tonight. I'm going to sit in Reed's chair.
You should.
Just see how everyone reacts.
I think it'd be good for your kids.
The kids would freak out, yeah.
Isn't it funny that we were, I told you about the really uncomfortable chairs, the bar stools in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've started going, I'm now using my dining room every day because it's just so much more comfortable. And Gretchen, she thinks that's the stupidest thing. I'm like, hey, get me a very comfortable bar stool and I'll stay in here. But otherwise,
put a pillow on it. Duct tape a pillow to it.
I've done that. I've taken a little throw pillow off one of the little couches
sure.
in the hearth
sit
room
on
and
that.
I'll sit on there, but that's a lame way to do it. Anyway, so yeah, 2/3 of people say I got my seat. And it's just funny how we are all creatures of habit.
In a routine, you know.
What else is trending?
Happy National Couples Day. It's celebrated on August 18th every year to cherish love and togetherness. So sorry if you're single. Bummer for you.
Like, what's the difference between that and Valentine's Day?
I don't know, Dom. A card section at Walmart.
Gotcha.
If you are single, hopefully you have a pet. The dating app Plenty of Fish has launched a new Plenty of Pets campaign to bring people together through their common love of animals. They put out some survey that says 97% of single pet owners in the U.S. believe that pets are a part of their family, And over half of singles say that owning a pet is a turn-on. And even more singles say it is, like, so sexy when somebody has adopted a pet. So, if you got a little Shih Tzu at the house and you adopted it, get ready to get your freak on this weekend. Because you are hooking up if you're on Plenty of Fish.
Get the bumper sticker that says, who rescued who?
They're doing all these, like, kitten mania, puppy mania. They're doing all these live stream things so people can get on there and watch it together and then share pictures of their pets. The quote says, it's a great way to reduce the pressure that comes with connecting with someone for the first time.
I guess it's an icebreaker, right?
It is. They say people are most passionate about their pets, and nothing sparks more passion and excitement than your little fur babies. So, that's according to Kate McLean, the resident dating expert at Plenty of Fish. So she knows, man.
Tell me, does your dog lick its butt at the most inopportune times, too? So does mine.
Send me a picture of your dog licking its butt.
All right, now it got weird. Okay. We were doing fine.
Oh, my God.
What else?
Oh, my God. Speaking of animals, meat producers and distributors are sounding the alarm, Dom. Apparently, there's going to be a turkey shortage this year for Thanksgiving. Mainly gonna affect fresh turkeys and birds under 16 pounds, which they say tend to be the most popular. You don't want one of those big mama jammas if you only have like 3 or 4 people.
You can have mine. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean towards getting something else besides the turkey. I'm kind of over the turkey. But anyway, there's labor shortages. The price of corn has been way up, so it's harder to feed all these turkeys. So maybe you start planning a nice spaghetti dish or lasagna. Or
you bet. Lasagna for Thanksgiving.
Give thanks over lasagna. It'll be fine. It's going to be great. Speaking of eating, Girl Scouts are adding a new cookie to their lineup, Dom, called the Adventure Foals.
Describe it.
It's a brownie-inspired treat featuring
Wait a minute. Brownie as in type the food, or was it inspired by the young
Girl Scouts? No, the food. The little square of chocolatey goodness.
I thought it was a bunch of brownies who were sitting around. They're like, I've got a great idea.
No. So, let me start over. A brownie-inspired treat, the food brownie, featuring a caramel-flavored cream center and a drizzle of chocolate sauce.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And a touch. Wait! There's more. A touch of sea salt. Little touch. A little sprinkle on top. So you can cram that into your pie hole. They're going to be available in January. They have a little countdown clock on their website right now to remind you when they're going to be unleashed. And I would imagine they're going to be about $18, $19, $20 bucks a box.
I'm going to find out. How much are a box of Girl Scout cookies these days?
I don't know. I don't buy them. My wife does, though.
$5 to $6 per box.
I guarantee you I could go into our deep freeze freezer in the basement today and see 5 or 6 boxes of Thin Mints in there. And Lord knows how old they are.
You don't even know how long they've been in there?
Because she buys them every year. And then we'll put them in the freezer. We'll nibble on them throughout the year. And they just sit in the freezer. It's like the ice age in there. So we got woolly mammoths in there and Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
Do you want your Fat America?
No.
Nah, I don't either. It's not that good. I'll give you one because people love donuts. McDonald's is adding glazed donuts to its menu next month. So you could roll in, get yourself a Big Mac, a large fry, and some glazed donuts. They say they're different than normal donut holes. You get a bunch of them baked together. So they're kind of like a pull-apart donut that you kind of yank at and get your dirty fingers all over. So, you into that?
Sure. I like pull apart dough.
Do you? I'll eat anything you gotta pull apart. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the new tennis shoes coming out from Adidas. They're inspired by Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. You know, the goofy next door neighbor. They're really ugly, and they're $130.
Oh,
my God. They go on sale October 3rd, which is the 30th anniversary of some big Ned Flanders episode from season 3.
I wonder if my buddy Milo will drop 130 bills for that because he loves the Simpsons. Yeah.
I wonder if Joshy Boy, our producer who collects tennis shoes, is going to get these.
Oh, he probably will.
Oh, thumbs down, he said. No, not a fan.
What's wrong with that one?
Idiot. What a jerk.
It's a collectible.
I don't know, Don. He's a shoe snob. Find that on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.